Please call the roll on item number one.
From the County Executive, appointing Linda Weedman to serve on the Emergency Medical Services Council for a term expiring August 31st, 2014.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Chairwoman, Supervisors. Ms. Weedman couldn't be here this morning. Do you want me to give a brief introduction? Her background.
Okay.
Ms. Weedman has been a licensed EMT since 1978. She's currently the General Manager and Director of Operations for MediCare Ambulance. Ms. Weedman also has experience on a volunteer rescue squad and is a member of the American Ambulance Association, the stroke team at Columbia St. Mary's, and an EMS subcommittee member at the Medical Society of Wisconsin. She'll be a great addition to the EMS board and is a recommendation of the EMS director.
Supervisor Weishan.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm just looking at the resume here, and the personal information says that she lives in Oconomowoc. Do we have any residency requirements or criteria for Milwaukee County residents for our EMS council?
I would think so.
Chairman, I'm not sure what the requirements are.
Well, it's just that the county exec has had problems with appointments to other boards that where there was a residency requirement, like the Wisconsin Center District, where he appointed somebody that needed to be a city resident and then they weren't a city resident or something like that. So I guess if you could just find that by board day, because we don't want to approve somebody if they do not meet the criteria. She seems to have a good resume, but if we're required to appoint a county resident, I believe that should be complied with.
I can get back to you.
Supervisor Borkowski.
All right, Supervisor Borkowski.
Madam Chairwoman, committee members, and I just heard a little bit part of the dialogue with Supervisor Weishan. And so I came rushing to the defense of
as the former president of the EMS Council.
Yes, for 14 years, I was fortunate enough to be the chair of the Emergency Medical Services Committee. And I will tell you that Ms. Weedman did a wonderful job. She is a representative of Medicare. You should know that when we have kind of, in essence, the changing of the guard, we have four private providers. You have Medicare, you have Paratek, you have Bell, and you have Curtis. Okay, and every time there's a change, two private representatives of those companies switch and the other two come on. Ms. Weedman has been Medicare's representative all of the times that we have made those changes. And she has stayed at that current residence. We do not have a residency requirement for this committee, this task force, and I would hope that we would not hold it up on that point alone. Ms. Weedman has been at Medicare, I'm going to say, about 30 years. She's very knowledgeable.
Thank you. Supervisor Weishan.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't have a problem with Ms. Weedman, and I think she's highly qualified. I have a problem with the county exec's representative coming down here and not knowing the qualifications and being to answer a simple question. That there have been mistakes made in the past, and that's why I asked the question. And I asked that the information be provided to the committee and to the county board before the next board meeting, not to lay the item over. And I just want to make sure that we're complying with our requirements because, like I said, I think she's a qualified applicant, and I don't want to then find out after the board acts that she doesn't meet the requirements.
In addition, Supervisor Borkowski, are you stating that this young lady used to, or is this a reappointment?
Oh, yes. Yes, it's a reappointment from a couple of terms ago. As I stated, I don't mean to go into it. We have four privates. two representatives from each of the privates. When we have the change, then two more representatives. Linda has been Medicare's representative through the last 20 years. So this is a continuation. So yes, it would be a reappointment.
Okay. And it's not noted that way either in our agenda. So that's an issue as well.
I'm sorry.
It's not noted as a reappointment. It's just as appointing.
Well, technically, it's not a reappointment, Madam Chair, simply because you have the private ambulance companies that rotate their representatives.
Okay.
And so when she and whoever other company was last serving on the board, then the two new people came on, then they stepped down and the two other people came on and she was part of that. So technically it's not a reappointment per se because it doesn't follow the exact same timeline, but it leaps the point to the time where Medicare as the private being the representative on the council, that was her turn again.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for the clarification. So do I have a motion? Okay. Supervisor Stamper?
Just simple. Was she on the board before?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So there must not have been a requirement.
No, it wasn't.
All right. So do you still want to get it confirmed?
No, that's up to you. That's, yes, talk to the chair, Stamper, and then it's really up to you what motion you'd like to make and whether or not the committee concurs with you.
To me, I'm going to make the approval simply because she was already a board member before.
Okay.
Therefore, there must not have been a requirement.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. I do have a motion for approval by Supervisor Stamper. Is there any comments or questions on that motion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Stamper.
Aye.
Weishaun.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
4 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend this appointee for confirmation prevails.
Okay. And thank you, Supervisor Wachowski. So good you were here.
Caught part of it and I raced all the
side. All right, thank you.